On CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast, the Tasmania Super Sprint this weekend at Simmons Plains, Jess.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a date change there, so people have had even more time to get organised, get their tickets and get pumped for this weekend.
James Courtney is with the Boost Mobile Racing Team, he's with us now. Good morning, mate. How are you going?
I'm great. It's even giving me more time to travel around Tassie.
Oh, perfect. Well, that's what we want, and we do hear on the grapevine, dare I say it, that you don't mind a drop of Tassie wine.
Nope. Have sampled quite a large amount over the last
good to hear. So,
it's been awesome. So just been travelling all through Tassie with my partner Tegan, which has been awesome. I've never really been coming for 15 years, never really done much down here, so it's been fantastic.
Oh, yes. Good to hear.
So you've driven a few Ks in Tasmania, just not around Tasmania.
Yeah, exactly. At the moment, I'm in a little lodge thing down at Port Arthur.
Oh, nice.
Which is lovely.
Oh, that's really good. Glad to see that you, along with every other bloody mainlanders, are enjoying our stay.
It is crazy here. There's a lot of people here, isn't
there? Yeah,
big time.
Heaps at the moment.
Right, let's talk shop, mate, this weekend. Actually, speaking of race day, how far out do you abstain from alcohol before race day?
It's pretty much it. Now, once we sort of head back from here and get into it, the week of sort of try and dry out a little.
Yeah.
we have to be at zero, obviously, before we race. So, just keeping it sensible. Like I said, I enjoy a glass of wine, but not going crazy. I still have a couple of glasses through the week, but not binging, that's for sure.
Everything in moderation. Hey, mate, tell us about the car you're in this year.
Yeah, so back with Tickford again this year. It's a shame we didn't get to Tassie last year with everything that went on, but yeah, really looking forward to this great little circuit and produces great racing and also the biggest crash in supercar history, that massive pile-up into Turn 3 that year or 4, whichever one you want to call it, at the hairpin, which I was right in the middle of, which wasn't fun. But yeah, it's a great little track and it's good Tasmania. There's a lot of Tasmanian fans and they all get out there and park up on the hill and support us.
They love it, that's for sure. Having experienced something like that, is it easy to move on from or is it always kind of in your mind when you return to that circuit?
No, unfortunately I sort of tipped all my eggs in the one basket racing so I can't do anything else. But I'd rather crash this thing at 300 kilometres an hour than a road car at 60.
For sure.
The technology and safety devices in the car are second to none. So it's, my safety's never been my concern.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Which is strange.
It's interesting to hear, isn't it?
It is. When you look inside a supercar, it looks empty as just a couple of, the seats are all taken out. There's no mod cons. Yet it's got that big roll cage in there and various other bits and pieces. A lot of money is invested into these vehicles, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's, all those deformable structures that are now in road cars, all ABS, traction control, all that sort of stuff is developed through racing programs initially, it's part of why back in the day manufacturers put so much into motor racing was develop all those products and make their road cars better and safer and stronger and all that sort of thing. So it's safe, like you said. It looks like you're sitting in an empty Coke can, but it's that's pretty safe.
Now we've spoken about safety. What about under the bonnet? What's pulling you there?
Big one. So it's good that we didn't, there was talk a couple of years ago changing to V6 and turbo and all this sort of thing. And Formula One did it, and then there was that massive backlash for quite a few years, and it never really recovered from it. But it's good that we stayed strong to the V8 thing, and then also going into the future with Gen 3, they're committing to that, and we're staying with that as well.
The weather this weekend is looking mainly fine. We've had a little bit of rain about, or we will have a little bit of rain about over the next couple of days, but should be relatively dry for the weekend. So you're pretty happy with that forecast. Saturday, mostly sunny, 18, much the same for Friday and Sunday.
Yeah, when it's sunny, it's better for everyone. The fans can come out and enjoy it. For us, it's not as crazy and we can see more. So typically the racing's a bit better and also there's no dramas with people getting stuck off circuit. So it's I'm happy. I think it's good. It's you want to showcase Tasmania, and the best way to do that is in the sunshine.
Well, James, we hope this weekend you get the points to boost you up the ladder a bit further. Cheers for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
No, excellent. Thank you very much.